This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I'd like to share an example of the power of the good news of Jesus Christ. As we've studied the book of Mark, we read the parable of the growing seed in Mark 4. Jesus said, "We don't always see growth, but God makes it grow, and in time we see the results." As we read in Mark 5, we encounter a demon-possessed man who was miraculously delivered from his bondage. Amazingly, people in that region told Jesus to leave. The delivered man wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus told him to go to his family and neighborhood and share what had happened to him. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. Remember, this is the region where the people sent Jesus away. Now read Mark 6 and 7, which describes subsequent visits by Jesus and his disciples to this same region. The impact of one man's testimony caused many to come or be brought to Jesus to be healed. When Jesus healed a man who couldn't hear or talk, he told them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. What a wonderful picture of how God touches one life, then another through that one, and soon a whole region is abuzz with wonder and praise. God doesn't ask you to do anything for him or tell others about him until you come to him by faith, asking him to touch your life. But once he does touch and begin transforming your life, you'll want to share what he's done for you. Once you start sharing, only God knows the impact you'll have on lives in your community.